If you buy something from a company, when can they take more money from your debit card for something else? The Easy Life Group sells things like back cushions and knee supports, and many of the customers are older people. We've heard from listeners claiming that the company then goes on to take more money for a rewards programme without their consent. Our reporter Shari Val has been looking into this.
Well, this is a complaint from two separate You and Yours listeners in North Wales who both told us that after they'd bought items from the Easy Life catalogue, they were then charged up to £90 for membership of discount clubs that they say they hadn't agreed to join. Now, Easy Life says the club is a rewards club which allows you to make savings with lots of well-known brands and high street stores and supermarkets, as well as savings in the house and garden. Now, Carol Humphreys from Colwyn Bay explained what happened after her husband bought a support for her sore knee last summer.
He phoned up, paid for it with his card, and that was that. And we think that they must have said something to him, something like, you are eligible for our Easy Life Rewards Club, which he didn't know anything about. And he thought it was something like Morrison's or Tesco's. So he might have said yes, but we got no information. Now, in the letters we've had since, it says that he was told all about it and he understood and everything, but he didn't because nobody said anything about it. And they'd taken £19.95 and they said on that, it has been charged to your usual method of payment. So he rang his card provider and asked if anything had gone, anything else to Easy Life, and sure enough, they'd taken the membership, £69, I think it was 98. We knew nothing about it at all.
And Vina Burns also lives in North Wales, and about the same time she bought a cushion for her achy back.
I ordered the cushion and it came. Sometime along the road there was a phone call from a young man who said, do you want to join our rewards club? I said, what does it involve, you know? And then he started to read a long spiel. I interrupted him and said, look, I am not going to agree to anything on the phone. You're going to have to send it to me. And I hung up. So he phoned me back and said, I've not finished yet. I said, oh, yes, you have. just send me what you want to through the post. But it came just before I was going away for 3 weeks. So I just stuck it on one side and thought, I can't deal with this now. I'm in a muck sweat getting all my packing done. So, of course, when I came back, I'd forgotten all about it.
But for Vina, it didn't stop there.
A few weeks later, I got a phone call from the fraud office of my bank to say, there seems to be a rogue entry here and we'd like to check whether you've actually spent this money. It was £19.95. The next day, I went into my bank and they said yes, and there was a £68 which has come out from your account.
Well, in a relationship that isn't quite clear, Easy Life Rewards Club is linked with a firm called Rocket Marketing Limited, based in Brighton. And Rocket Marketing makes the phone calls. In 2012, Rocket Marketing was criticised by the Direct Marketing Commission for exactly this way of selling. So Carol Humphreys complained to the Information Commissioner about Easy Life and Rocket Marketing, doing what she believes was sharing her husband's details and then taking money without their explicit consent. But the ICO replied, saying it didn't believe Easy Life was in breach of the Data Protection Act. However, the ICO contacted me late on Friday night and they say they're going to look at this again. Carol Humphreys and Vina Burns say it's absolutely not right for a company to behave this way.
I phoned them and gave them hell. How dare you? How dare you take money out of my account without my permission? Who do you think you are? So I got a woman on the phone and but you agree to this? I certainly did not. Oh, yes, you did. It was, you know, it was... So I said, I want that money back. I actually got it back, even though the bank had said I probably wouldn't.
They're taking consent if you don't actually write back. They're taking silence as consent.
So, Shari, can a merchant legally debit a customer's card without their knowledge and consent?
Well, the short answer is no. Money can only be taken from your account if you have authorised the transaction and that is your explicit consent. Mr Humphreys and Mrs Burns say they didn't give their consent in these cases, but the company says they did. Mrs Humphreys has gone to her local MP, the former Welsh Secretary David Jones. He's a solicitor and he's concerned about the methods used by Easy Life Group.
Mrs Humphreys and her husband are astute people and they picked up that some money was being debited from their account without their consent. But there are no doubt plenty of other people who would not have been so astute and who therefore might have found that their account was being debited with sums contrary to the consent, and even worse, they might not even have noticed that that was happening. It looks very much like inertia selling. The information that Mrs. Humphreys had was her account would continue to be debited until such time as she said that she didn't want it to be. If you use the loosest possible interpretation of inertia selling, then yes, they are relying upon the inertia of the customer.
So, Shari, these two listeners came to us. What does the company say about it?
Well, Mrs. Humphreys has had a full refund from Easy Life and its partner, Rocket Marketing. And Rocket Marketing and Easy Life tell me they take this consent issue very seriously and read from prepared scripts to make sure people are fully aware of what they're agreeing to. And they sent in a statement to me which says, the Easy Life Rewards Club is offered to customers on a 21-day preview, so they get to try it out first. And we have a clear verbatim script which is read to every customer explaining what they're being offered, the costs of the postage and full membership, fulfilment and what they need to do if they don't wish to keep it after the preview. Now, I asked them for details of how they get this explicit consent for taking money from debit cards, but they didn't supply it. And I also asked for recordings of Mr. Humphreys agreeing to that 21-day preview, but they told me I couldn't have that for data protection reasons.
Shari Ball, thank you. And if you've experience with Easy Life Group or Rocket Marketing, good or bad, we'd really like to hear from you. You and yours at BBC.